The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
And that music can only mean one thing. Not only is it the start of hour number three of your Thursday starting lineup, 99.1, you're listening to the Esports Animal. Tyler Ivins, Will West, but it's also the return of bracket season. Each and every day through the national championship game, which was originally scheduled, we are going to bring you a brand new bracket and one that will create controversy, but one that I think today that might stir the pot the fastest. 656-9900. You can also check it out on our social medias. That is available at TSL99.1 across the board, Twitter, as well as on Facebook. All right, gentlemen. Will, you said it yesterday, the tease as we ended the program. This could be the best one yet or the most controversial one yet. Eric Kane, without any further ado, what are we talking about today and who are our 12 teams?
All right, so Will brought this up a couple days ago, and I think it's a slam dunk. Today's brackets are things that seemed impossible 15 years ago. Okay? So we'll go through this list, and it'll kind of come to you. Things that seemed impossible 15 years ago. Our first four out at the ninth slot, Tiger King being the number one show in America.
That would have seemed impossible 15 years ago if you were to say, just go through all the things that polygamous meth head, exotic pet owners. One is like a gun-toting redneck gay guy. Another is like possibly a polygamist with like a flavor saver. And the other is a lady who probably killed her husband in Florida. Nobody would have believed that that's the number one show in America.
Number 10, The Return of Roseanne.
Nobody saw that coming.
No, especially nobody.
Not just Roseanne, but Roseanne. And then she's fired from her own show.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
show keeps going.
Yeah, that was a twist as well. 11, the run on toilet paper we're currently experiencing.
See, I feel like that got slept on. I feel like the run on toilet paper should have been in those top 8 seeds, Kaner, because that is the most inexplicable thing in the world. A sinus virus that everyone goes and makes a run on toilet paper for
now,
whatever reason.
You're right. When I was seeding this morning, I was just kind of like, well, you know, don't ever underestimate people, because every time it's going to rain, people go to the market to get bread and milk, you know.
Milk sandwiches, man.
Yeah. And then number 12, LeBron to the Lakers. To me, it's just like, hey, sooner or later, he was going to move again. He's all about, you know, wanting to own businesses and be in Hollywood and all that, so that didn't really surprise me at all.
That makes sense.
All right, we go to the top of the bracket. Our number one seed going up against the eighth seed. Number one seed, the pandemic canceled sports. I don't think anybody ever saw that coming.
I even told Tyler, does the week of the NCAA tournament being canceled, there's a better chance aliens abduct us while we're on the air than the NCAA cancels and turns down $1 billion and cancels the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
And boy, was I wrong.
And it will square off against the eighth seed, another Triple Crown winner in horse racing.
Okay. That is a really good one.
Wow. Justify in 2018 was the 13th horse. The fact that there have been two in 4 years.
I know.
You had the 12th in American Pharoah back in, I guess that would have been 15. Yeah, because Justify was 18 2 years ago. So, yeah, 13 different horses. And after Affirmed last won it in 78, everybody said since there isn't a rule in place that says horses must race every single leg of the Triple Crown, if you don't win the Derby, you send them out in Maryland where they don't have to participate. They can just go ahead and jump straight onto the Belmont Stakes, resting their horse. I mean, a horse that's got two races compared to one usually has a better chance of falling short, as many did before American Pharoah came along in 15.
So you got that matchup, and then 4-5 matchup, Donald Trump, President of the United States. That's the 4 seed, the 5 seed.
Yeah, 2005, there's no one that would have thought Donald Trump would be President of the United States. Absolutely nobody.
The 5 seed in this bracket is the Chicago Cubs winning a World Series.
Again, something that nobody saw coming, especially a team that has been run by, Joe Quatre. Like, come on, are you kidding me? They're Dale Swain. There's so many teams that could have pieced together better teams than the Cubs did for a 10-year stretch, but they finally got one together by making the right deals and drafting the right players like Chris Bryant and acquiring guys like Anthony Rizzo, signing John Lester, and finding a diamond in the rough like Jake Arrieta and a deal with Baltimore.
Well, they were just the ultimate lovable losers, too, right? Forever and ever and ever, and it didn't seem like they cared that much to win because they were the Cubs, they had Harry Carey, the WGN, Wrigley Field, all that. They didn't have to win to in. For them to win a World Series, I think is shocking when you consider the curse.
You move on down to the 3-6 matchup, and here we go. 4 months ago, in December of 2019, my 3 seed would be my number 1 seed, but you know things have happened since. Third seed is a 16-1. Okay, UMBC takes down Virginia back in 2018. Yep. That is a 3 seed. It'll square off against the 6 seed, Triple Crown, in Major League Baseball. And you move on down to the bottom of the bracket. The second seed for this bracket is Kobe Bryant passing away. No one ever saw that coming. It was just so sudden. And it'll square off against Bill Cosby in jail, the 7th seed.
Which is impossible. He was America's dad, Bill Cosby was, right? For multiple generations of people in America. The fact that he's in jail for sexual assault is just incredible. And it's 16-1. I can't tell you the number of times I said that will never, ever happen. It'll never happen. And, my gosh, it happened, especially when you consider not only did a 16 beat a 1, but that one that lost him with 16 turns around and wins the title the next year.
Yep, for sure. All right, guys, you look at the top of the bracket. You have a 1 against 8, pandemic, canceled sports, and Triple Crown and horse racing. What you got?
I never thought that I was going to see a Triple Crown winner in horse racing. I heard all about it from my grandfather, read about it in books. I was checking those out from libraries from my elementary school in Knox County, public libraries, to read about horse racing. But I never also didn't think that something as serious as COVID-19 would actually cripple the sports world to where we are now. To me, this is the 1 seed, a strong W over 13 former Triple Crown winners, 2 of which we saw in a 4-year span.
Yeah, for me, it's the pandemic canceling sports. Nobody saw that happening. It's never happened. Nothing like this has ever happened. The NCAA tournament, baseball, I mean, it's this has not happened in 100 years, anything like this. So a pandemic canceling sports is something none of us thought we would see. The Olympics have been postponed for a year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the biggest sports story in the history of the world. 15 years ago, it would have seemed completely insane. But after H1N1, after SARS, after bird flu, after swine flu, and we just are where we are right now, and it's amazing how quickly this escalated into the fact that there just are no sports for 3 straight weeks so far.
All right, the 4-5, Donald Trump becomes president or the Cubs win the World Series.
This is a very good matchup. You did a good job seeding this. I'm going to go Trump as the president. In 2005, there is no way anybody would have believed Donald Trump could ever be the president of the United States. So that one, I think, heck, in 2016, nobody thought Donald Trump could ever be the president. I mean, there was literally nobody. Even Republicans were there and were saying, well, he's not going to win this thing. And then people didn't show up to vote like they thought because they didn't like Hillary Clinton. Trump was able to turn a lot of Obama voters into Trump voters. And because of the, you know, everything he said about manufacturing and things like that and the things that he was planning to do there, and now Donald Trump is the president of the United States.
It's Trump becoming POTUS. I mean, listen, eventually the Cubs were going to stumble into one, right? Cubs fans would probably yell at their radio and go, 100-plus years, Ivins, 100. I get it. There was the spilled Gatorade in the 80s against the Padres. There was Bartman in the 06 series, correction, I'm sorry, 03 series against the Marlins. But Donald Trump, what background did he have in politics? You know, I mean, it seems like that it's kind of just a dot-to-dot connect them all, and then eventually one leads to another, and you continue to grow, and then you go work up the chain, and hopefully you got enough campaign money, and you can go over the top and become POTUS. Donald Trump becoming the president of the United States. The only person who knew it was going to happen was Jim Groening of The Simpsons, and we established that he's a time traveler. That's all we know about that.
The 3-6 matchup, 16-1 or a Triple Crown in baseball?
Both of these I didn't think would happen, Tyler. I mean, I never thought either one of these would happen. I'll say 16-1 is more unbelievable, but the Triple Crown in baseball was something that just didn't seem like it was possible.
And, and you know what? I thought maybe one pitcher could dominate. Like, it took me until – it happened often growing up. Like, I remember Pedro's year in 99. He had that minuscule ERA that was just a touch over 2. And I thought, man, I don't know if there's going to be any Pedro-esque-like pitchers. And then we saw Randy Johnson come into his own. We had not met Jake Peavy yet or Clayton Kershaw, Justin Verlander. If you told me which one was more unique, it's the hitting Triple Crown. And I thought for certain Carl Yastrzemski was going to hold that for a very long time, and then Little did we know that Miguel Cabrera was going to come along 2012. And that's the hard part to believe. The Detroit Tigers had back-to-back Triple Crown winners. First Verlander pitching Triple Crown in 11, and then Miggy in 12, and they didn't even win a World Series. So to me, the uniqueness of both two Triple Crowns, both pitching and hitting, that's why 16 versus 1. The Golden Retrievers, as my Golden Retriever stares at me right now, UMBC beating Virginia, only for Virginia to come back and win the title. The 3 gets the W for me.
All right, the 2-7, Kobe Bryant passes away or Bill Cosby in jail?
Kobe, just the way that he passed away. I mean, Kobe was supposed to be the guy that we honored, that continued to show up to many different Laker games like Bill Russell has, just the living legend he has for so many years. Kobe and MJ were supposed to be at awards shows together. They were supposed to be the standard bearer. They were supposed to be the guy that you hope you ran into one time when you were out with your kids and you could get a photo with. And then he passes away. And then his daughter's included with 5 other people in that tragic helicopter crash. For me, it's Kobe over Bill Cosby.
It's Bill Cosby. I mean, because anybody, you know, hate to say it like this, but anybody, that could happen to anybody, right? Anybody could be in a car wreck, plane wreck, if you're in a helicopter wreck. The Bill Cosby thing is absolutely insane because, again, he was like America's dad. And the idea that he was doing this for 20 years, 25, 30 years, and nobody did anything about it is just unreal to me. So Bill Cosby being in jail right now for sexual assault is the one I think that I will move on.
Final four, a really good one at the top. The 1 against the 4, you have sports being canceled or Donald Trump becomes president.
That is really good. Like Donald Trump being president is so outlandish 15 years ago, but a pandemic canceling sports seems like something that would be in a bad sci-fi movie. Not even like a good sci-fi movie, but like a sci-fi network made for TV movie. So I'll say the pandemic canceling sports is going to get past Trump just barely.
Again, if you can cripple the sports world across the globe, where I'm having to resort to betting on under 20 Nicaraguan soccer and camel races, you're getting my vote, and you have here the 1 seed moves on.
Tyler, we'll stay with you. You have the 3 seed, 16 beats to 1, squaring off against the 2 seed, Kobe Bryant passes away.
Will brings up a great point that, you know, unfortunately accidents happen and that anybody can be taken at any time. And Kobe Bryant losing his life with his daughter, I remember it kept me silent for almost 24 hours. I didn't know how to really respond to it. It was a guy I never met, only a man I saw on television. But if you told me 15 years ago that a 16 seed like Maryland, Baltimore County, it was going to beat a team like Virginia with that defense coached by that man and Tony Bennett, I'd say you're nuts. It's been done before. It was close. It looked like it was going to be done before. I misspoke. It looked like that Asheville was going to get Syracuse, and it looked like there were so many teams out there that could clip them. But everybody always jokes about officiating and how it sways one way or the other to keep this from happening. No, they just eliminated second-chance points, and UMBC drummed them. To me, it's a 16 beating the 1.
Yeah, for me, I've got 16 versus 1 over a 1 and Bill Cosby in jail. It's still Bill Cosby in jail. Like, this is the guy that pushed Jell-O pudding pops. The idea that he was drugging and raping women for years and years and years, decades, and nobody said anything about it, nobody did anything about it, nobody looked into it, and he just kept doing it, is just wild to me. And so it is Bill Cosby over a 16 versus a 1, even though I always thought that was tougher than breaking DiMaggio's record.
Will, we'll stay with you. The 7 seed against the 1 seed in your final, Bill Cosby going up against the cancellation of sports.
It is the pandemic cancellation of sports. That's the craziest thing in the entire world. If the NCAA turns down $1 billion-plus dollars, the Olympics get moved for a year, baseball doesn't start on time for the first time since 1900, I guess, or it's going to start at the latest date since 1900. It is the pandemic in sports.
Tyler, you got the 1 against the 3, sports canceled or 16 beats a 1?
Pandemic canceling in sports.
Chalk, 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 yep.
It just, look.
I would agree. That would be my winner as well.
You go through swine flu. You go through H1N1. You go through all these things where it seems like that sports has avoided from being canceled. And then you just see the abruptness, just the breaking news on Scott Van Pelt's show while the Nuggets and Mavericks are playing. And then that began the domino effect. I remember the fear of seeing a man that I used to cover very closely in Fred Hoiberg sweating profusely on Nebraska's bench and thinking, oh, man, is this guy going to pass away on television? Like, is this thing, like, airborne? Or, like, this is before I had to start doing research on what COVID-19 was because it was hitting in my backyard. And then now we're here we are now, and it's a scary times, and you could not have told me 15 years ago this is the way it was going to play out. The controversy has already begun on social media, gentlemen. Where did we get it right? What words you would have had as the champion of the elimination of things that seemed impossible 15 years ago? 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. We play catch-up next, start, bench, cut, in the next 9 minutes. On 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Lady Vols lost their second player in as many days as guard Zay Green announced on social media that she's leaving the program. Green missed all but two games this past season with a torn ACL, cited her actions and decisions as a reason for the parting of ways. Kelly Harper also lost guard Jasmine Massengill to transfer portal on Tuesday. The 2020 Open Championship, which was scheduled for Royal St. George's in July, has been canceled due to the spread of COVID-19. This according to the Golf Digest. The Wimbledon Championships, which is set to begin on June 29th, has also been canceled. According to the All England Club, it'll be the first time the event's been canned since World War II, all the way back in 1945. It's 8:18. Get a check of the roads with Pete Michaels Traffic. Good morning. I'm Mary Kane.
Matthew on the Facebook page. Hardest bracket so far. Michael on Twitter. Great job. This has me in my office buzzing right now. I mean, you could argue that all eight that we have that made the final cut of things that seemed impossible 15 years ago all has a case for being the winner of the bracket. 656-9900 as we welcome you back to TSL for a Thursday morning. I understand why one with a bullet, that pandemic cancels sports, but, I mean, for example, my co-host Will, if you're just now joining the program, had a 7 seed all the way in the championship matchup of Bill Cosby ending up in jail, and frankly, that just shows you how improbable the other 6 were that were ahead of Bill Cosby being in prison, to show you just how difficult this bracket was and why it seemed nearly impossible that 15 years ago we'd be talking about Bill Cosby being behind bars. I think you bring up a solid point just moments ago, Will.
It just seems insane. You know, what was amazing was I don't even remember the guy's name, there's a stand-up comedian that just started doing a bit about, do you ever realize that two women have accused him of this? And then they started getting into it, and there's like 20-plus women that accused him of it, and you're like, holy crap, it's Bill Cosby. How in the world has this happened? And I know it's underrated. I don't care who you vote for. If I'm just being honest with you, politically, I'm not that guy. But the idea that Donald Trump is the president, it seems pretty insane. At this point, Hillary Clinton was the other one that he was running against was insane. You know what I mean? The fact that those two were running for president and won their party's nominations is absolutely wild 15 years ago. And before we get to the other sports ones of 16-1, triple crown winner in baseball, triple crown winner in horse racing. It's just wild. The Cubs winning a series. I mean, we're not that far removed from the Red Sox winning a series, which seemed like something that was impossible as well. So it's just been, the last 15 years has been a little buck wild.
You go to the first 4 out quickly. The run on toilet paper. Anybody want to take a guess when we're going to be able to get toilet paper on the regular again? And not post Facebook status updates of you taking selfies with the roll of toilet paper saying, hey, hustle over to this big box store on Asheville Highway. There's 3 rolls of Charmin Soft still left. And the woman right now that is guarding the stand, because I'm only allowed to take 4 off the shelf myself.
Yeah, I still don't understand. That is the most probably inexplicable one. That one or Bill Cosby, you know, I mean, that one's insane. Like, it still doesn't make any sense to me now. Like, I can at least understand why the other ones happened. It just seemed like something that never would. It seemed incredibly unlikely. The run on toilet paper, I still didn't even understand even a little bit right now.
Kaner, did it go a little bit the way you thought it would? And you already said you'd have pandemic canceling sports as number one, but who would you have had meeting up in the championship? You seem like a Kobe passes away guy or a 16 beats the one, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
You know, like I said, 3 or 4 months ago, 16 beats a one would have hands down been my winner every single day of the week. But gosh, so much has happened since. I would have definitely had pandemic canceling sports in my finals, and I would probably... I guess I seeded it, so I guess I'd have Kobe passing away. I hear what you guys are saying about, there's a chance every day when you get in your car that you can wreck or, you know, whatever it may be. But just the suddenness, I mean, I would have never thought, Kobe Bryant's going to pass away in a helicopter accident. that just would have never, I mean, it's a tragedy, and that's what tragedies are. So I would have probably had sports and Kobe there in my final.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Trevor on Twitter says, I voted for Donald Trump, and I still can't believe the day that I walked into the booth and punched Donald Trump as my vote, that he was running for president of the United States. Look at that. There are people today that are asking, what were the things that seemed impossible 15 years ago today that have happened or come to fruition? We'll get those responses on social media, our personal pages, and at TSL99.1 as well. Gentlemen, we come back on the other side. We will start Bench Cut, and we will get you ready for the Eric Gaines Show with Brian Rice. That is 9 to noon, and it's happening right here on 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal. Six five six ninety nine hundred. Tyler Ivins, Will West. A lot of love, a lot of controversy. That's what we're getting right now on social media. Bracket season will continue tomorrow and Monday of next week. And then we can officially transition over into draft period. It is the month of April. We should already be focusing on NFL draft, but let's see if a couple more of these big free agents in the National Football League can find homes before we start focusing on Las Vegas. What was supposed to be Las Vegas, I only bring it up now because, well, I was doing a little bit of digging this morning before we get into Start Bench Cut, and the New Orleans Saints apparently have already located where they're going to be drafting this year, and that's going to be from a brewery. So get creative with where you want your room to be or your draft room to be, because there are a lot of people who are going to get at least plenty of, the Saints are going to get plenty of booze when it comes to actually hosting the New Orleans Saints and getting their team prepared for the NFL draft.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool to doing that, right? I mean, to do something like that. I don't know. To me, it gives them somewhere else they can do this. I think it's cool. Why not do that?
The team owner owns the brewery. So,
yeah. Oh, okay. Well, see, I thought they were actually helping somebody else out. So that's what I thought is, hey, maybe it's a local business that they're helping out. So that kind of, I mean, I guess it makes a little more sense as far as from a health standpoint to do it at one that's owned by the team, by the Benson family. But I thought, well, if you're helping out a local business and giving them some pub, that would have been really cool. But I guess that is not the case.
I mean, like, it was just the uniqueness of what they're going to do now, setting up war rooms. Like, for example, like, do you remember growing up there was the place called Discovery Zone?
Yes.
Anybody remember Discovery Zone?
Yeah, I remember that.
I just want to be in a giant pit of plastic play balls and draft the future of my franchise. Like just if you could give me uniqueness or maybe play laser tag. Anybody want to meet me for a game of laser tag and you have to capture the flag for an opportunity to make the next draft pick? Anybody up for that? No, just trying to get things completely just kooky and crazy.
I am down with that.
You're down? Okay. Well, you know what? See, what we've learned today is that Kaner has 2 degrees, Will could have got into Columbia, and that I'm over here with just my bad ideas about how we're going to set up the NFL draft, and the Saints have decided that they're going to be hosting their war room in the owner's brewery in the city of New Orleans.
No, I don't think it was a bad idea. Wait, that wasn't a bad idea at all, actually. I'm down with the laser tag. I meant that.
I have a feeling, though, that it would not go as well as I thought it would. Seeing that you used to be a military guy and you know how to draw a weapon and actually shoot accurately, I still think that would be something else that I would lose in. So maybe
I have never seen a laser tag gun that shoots.
Be trashed and move on.
I've never seen a laser tag gun that shoots accurately. So, you know what I mean? Everybody's on the is handcuffed the same way there.
That's why I would just point it at a. That's why you got to point it from a mirror, Will. You can bounce off your laser beam off a mirror to hit somebody in the shoulder pads. Which reminds me, is that laser tag place off Kingston Pike behind the Yo Charlie still open? Because if it is, I think I know what I'm going to do my first day after COVID-19 is flattened and we can all go back out in public again.
That's rad. I like
it. If you're game, let me know. I'll challenge everybody one-on-one. 99.1, we hand things over now. Start Bitch Cut. Eric Kane, what do you got?
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... Whoops. The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty, locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
All right, gentlemen, today is National Burrito Day. Burritos, tacos, or enchiladas?
I'm going to start tacos. I'm going to bench burritos. I am going to cut enchiladas. Why? Because my tacos, I can decide if... I like corn shell tacos a little bit better than I do the bread that comes with soft shell top burritos. So I'm going to go with tacos, burritos, enchiladas.
Yeah, that is the order. It is. I had enchiladas last night, and they were delicious. But it is start tacos. It is bench burritos. It is cut enchiladas.
It's also National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, PB&J, Peanut Butter and Honey, Peanut Butter and Banana.
I'm going to start this one, Ivins, because I think we got a little bit of an upset brewing here. Start Peanut Butter and Honey. Peanut Butter and Honey is just a spectacular product together. I'm going to bench PB&J. I'm cutting Peanut Butter and Banana because bananas are gross.
You got it close. You were almost close. You start Peanut Butter and Jelly. Again, Americana. You bench Peanut Butter and Honey. You cut Peanut Butter and Banana. Bananas are only good if you have them also in sugary treats like banana pudding and wafers come with it. So, yeah, bananas, get out the door.
Best afternoon show on the network, ESPN, PTI, Around the Horn, or Highly Questionable?
I'm starting PTI. I've loved it since the first time it came on. I will always love PTI. I'm going to bench Around the Horn. I'm still a big Woody guy. And there are a lot of great writers on there that can actually bring a chuckle to me a few times a show. I'm going to cut Highly Questionable. I like Poppy. I like Dan Le Batard. But by the time I get to that show, I've already seen takes from two different shows, and I'm just whatever about Highly Questionable.
Yeah. Okay, so I would have time. Like, PTI is the GOAT, and PTI changed the way everything was done in sports broadcasting. So you start PTI. Time was, I would have taken a very, very close second, would have been Highly Questionable, but Poppy's not on there anymore. So I hope from a health standpoint, he's doing okay, but it's like always Katie Nolan and Mina Kimes, and I like Mina Kimes a lot. I could just never look at Katie Nolan again in my life. I don't know what she's there for.
What did Katie Nolan ever do to you, man?
She's just chucking grenades at everybody without her ever having actually done anything. So it's bothersome to me. I don't think that she like watches sports sober. So I think that's problematic as well. Whenever she talks about it. So I'm she's a very good broadcaster, though. I will say that she's got a great personality. I'm not a huge fan as far as her breakdowns and sports analysis. So I will no Poppy on Highly Questionable means Highly Questionable has to be cut.
Best. Would you say it's very highly questionable if you're going to watch
it? It is highly questionable now without Poppy. Poppy was the glue. He was the rug that held the room together.
Best WrestleMania match of all time, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant, WrestleMania 3. You have Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 12, or Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker, WrestleMania 30.
I do feel like that WrestleMania 21, The Rock versus Stone Cold being slept on this list, but nonetheless, Kaner, we will move on. It is Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 12. It is bench Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant, WrestleMania 3. It is cut Brock Lesnar, Undertaker, WrestleMania 30.
That's the order, because the greatest WrestleMania match of all time was the greatest rivalry of all time in the ring and outside of the ring. Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels went 60 minutes, not to mention Shawn Michaels' entrance from the top of the Anaheim Pond Arena coming in on the zip line. That's the way you do it. I mean, look, you cut Lesnar and Taker. The only thing that's big about that is because Lesnar ended Taker's streak. The match wasn't that good.
It was not.
All right, best video game system growing up. You have the Nintendo, the Sega, or the PlayStation/Xbox.
I'm going to start the Nintendo. That's where I learned that video games were awesome, whether I was being a raccoon in Super Mario 3 or the original Duck Hunt. I'm going to bench the Xbox, PlayStation. I'm going to cut the Sega. What else was there to play besides Sonic? And once you've collected all the rings, you're just like, this game is boring. So, yeah, so you're cutting the Sega.
I'm going to start Nintendo. I'm going to bench Sega. Here's why. The Sega games had blood in them. Like, so whenever you did a fighting game, it actually had blood.
And the finishing moves
on Mortal Kombat were far more violent on some of the things that Nintendo was like, that's too hardcore. Sega Genesis would go with. So I will go with Genesis next, and I will go PlayStation, Xbox after that. I was not a PlayStation guy until the PlayStation 4. I was an Xbox guy. I didn't like the first Xbox. I liked the Xbox 360. Now I'm PS4 over Xbox One, though.
He likes green video game consoles. He likes green text messages. That's Will West for you. Oh, that should be a rejoin. That's nice. Biggest moment to happen in sports on April the 2nd. Wayne Gretzky becomes the youngest hockey player to register 50 goals, scored as a 19-year-old. Oakland trades Reggie Jackson to Baltimore, or John Thompson becomes the first African-American coach to win the NCAA title, with Georgetown beating Houston in 84.
I will start Gretzky, the youngest hockey player ever to register 50 goals at 19 years old, which is 19. Stupid. I will bench John Thompson, becoming the first African-American coach to win the NCAA title, because that was going to happen repeatedly after that either way, once African-American coaches got a shot. And he was one of the guys that helped African-American coaches get a shot and break through that glass ceiling. So that is good. I'm going to cut Oakland trading Reggie Jackson to Baltimore.
That's the correct answer. 19 years old, and you're Gretzky dropping 50 in the back of the cage. John Thompson's Georgetown team with Pat Ewing that year at 84 was a force to be reckoned with. And then, yeah, Reggie Jackson, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, he was fine in Oakland, but once he got to Baltimore, that's when you started seeing things slip a little bit. Heritage Realty bringing you Start, Bench, Cut as we're set to wrap things up here on a Thursday, Will West.
Yeah, that's right. HeritageRealtyKnox.com, a boutique firm that focuses on you, the client, over the needs of the sales pipeline. They service anywhere in East Tennessee, and they do amazing work for you. You'll love the boutique way that they're the extra service that you get with a boutique realtor like Heritage Realty.
All right, let's go ahead and get the table set for the Eric Gaines Show with Brian Rice. Plus, we'll get you ready for a Friday program as we continue from our home studios. Tyler Ivins, Will West, and Eric Kane back in the Budweiser studios. You're listening to 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Around the NFL, the former 49ers and Raiders defensive end Alden Smith, who hasn't played in the NFL since 2015, has agreed to a one-year, $4 million deal with the Cowboys. Smith was suspended for the entirety of the 2015 season for numerous substance abuse and legal issues. Hasn't been reinstated since, but Smith has now filed for reinstatement. Elsewhere, free agent pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney reportedly has dropped his asking price from $20 million down to $17 or $18 per season. The Titans and the Seahawks remain interested in the three-time Pro Bowler. Tennessee general manager John Robinson said Wednesday that the team has been in touch with Clowney's agent. Major League Baseball, the league has canceled its London series between the Cardinals and the Cubs due to the spread of COVID-19. That was set to take place on June 13th and 14th. Lady Vol said bid farewell to their second player in as many days. Zay Greene announced on social media that she's leaving the program. Greene was held out to only two games this season with a torn ACL, cited her actions and decisions as a reason for the parting of ways. Kelly Harper also lost Yasmin Masagil to the transfer portal on Tuesday. The 2020 Open Championship has been canceled, according to the Golf Digest. Wimbledon has been canceled, according to the All England Club. And college recruiting has been put on hold again through May 31st in terms of on-campus and off-campus recruiting for college coaches. 8:45, I'm Eric Kane. Get a check of the roads with Pete Michaels Traffic. Good morning.
Joey Falls this morning says, completely agree with Will West. How do you not have Rock versus Stone Cold in a start bench cut from WrestleMania 21?
Especially the heel turn for Stone Cold was the most shocking thing in the history. That was the best WrestleMania of all time, by the way, I think. When you look at just top of the card, that was the TLC match, if you remember, the tag teams. I think Jeff Hardy went off of a 90-foot ladder or something like that in that one. That was a spectacular WrestleMania.
WrestleMania 21, if you don't allow me to dig a little bit here. Okay.
Was it 21 that was the heel turn, Stone Cold? I can't remember. Is that the right Rock versus Stone Cold WrestleMania? I thought that it was.
You know what, man? This has been so long that I'd say yes, and I'd probably be wrong. I mean, I'm a big wrestling fan, but not a lot comes to mind. I want to say it was earlier than that, though.
No, you're like right. It was WrestleMania 17.
The one in Houston, right. Texas.
Yes.
It didn't happen in Houston because it was at the Astrodome in Texas, and that's when Stone Cold did the heel turn in Texas, and it pissed everybody off in Texas.
It was at the Astrodome. Yep. Absolutely, right.
That's exactly. And that was the TLC match between the Dudleys, Edge and Christian, and the Hardys, because that's when Jeff put himself through a table.
The street fight between Vince and Shane McMahon was insane. Mick Foley was the referee. There was the Triple H against the Undertaker.
That's when he went turnbuckle to turnbuckle.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
It was the Triple H versus Undertaker match was just incredible. Like, no, it was top to bottom, that entire card was spectacular.
So immediately I have to ask, though, if we're talking about WWE, was our boy Glenn Jacobs on the card at WrestleMania 17? And if he was, what was he doing, and who was he fighting at WrestleMania 17?
I don't know that he was.
I pull it up right here, WrestleMania 17. Here are your matches and results. Well, shut up and call me the Big Red Machine. Kane defeats Raven and Big
That's
Show
right.
in a triple threat hardcore match, and that was the night that Kane became WWF Hardcore Champion.
There you go.
Guess what I'm about to do, because it's free to everybody else. I'm about to pull up the hardcore match between Raven, Big Show, and Glenn Jacobs at WrestleMania 17 on the network. So don't even ask me what I'm doing once I sign off and get ready for the Eric Haynes Show, Will West, because Tyler Ivins is about to go crank up the tunes and watch a little. And dude, that was when they were still in the Attitude Era. So goodness,
yeah.
I don't even know what Glenn was put through. Him and the like. How does Raven even? I get it, but how does creative go to Raven, the character, and go, hey man, listen, at WrestleMania we're gonna have 2 6'11" or 7 foot guys over 300-400 some odd pounds. They're gonna throw you around for about 20 minutes.
Underrated match on that card was Jericho versus William Regal for the Intercontinental title. That was a really nice match.
That's because William Regal is one of the most gifted mat wrestlers, like technical wrestlers. If you get a chance, I know everybody follows storylines, and this might bring out the nerd in me. William Regal might be one of the best start to finish performers in professional wrestling. He really might be. I mean, he can put anybody over. He can. I know there's some whispers about sometimes he didn't want to put people over, but he can make anybody look good in the ring.
Yeah, no, William Regal was a very underrated. Yeah.
And, like, his whole story of him being, like, a bare-knuckle brawler before he actually became a pro wrestler. Like, William Regal legitimately could whoop somebody's A and not even think twice about it.
You also had Trish Stratus and Linda McMahon with the fight that happened in that one as well. So, if you remember the storyline of Vince left Linda McMahon for Trish Stratus, and Stephanie McMahon ends up getting involved in that one with Trish Stratus as well. So, it was a solid one.
Well, I guess I'm watching WrestleMania 17 today, boys. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm hitting pause right now and heading right to the television. We'll be back at it again tomorrow, 3 more hours as we take you into your weekend. But, hey, it doesn't stop here. We hand things over now to the Eric Haynes Show with Brian Rice. That's 9 to noon. Local programming till 7 o'clock tonight. Remember, still Sports 180 to come. Still John and Jimmy with Sports Talk. Kaner in the Budweiser Studios. Will West, Tyler Ivins from our home studios. You've been listening to 99.1, the Sports Animal.